Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help V get revenge on her man Tyler, say aye.
Aye!
V, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. What's going on?
None, it's all about you. We heard you need some revenge on your hubby Tyler.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So we have two kids. One's three, one's two, mm-hmm. Kendra and Casey.
Okay.
And thank
you. Congratulations on those names. Great names you chose.
You guys.
They're amazing. You know, they're not the problem.
Oh. It's their daddy.
Yes. My two-year-old, they get in the movies free. My three-year-old, because they're three now, they have to pay. And they wanted to go to the movies, and Tyler thought he was trying to be slick. So he put my three-year-old in the stroller, and he covered her with a blanket and then tried to put my two-year-old on top.
What?
Wait, listen, hold up here. This is next. I've never heard. See, I got Cruz. He's 4.5. I still try to pass him as 2-year-old. But to stack your kids in a stroller, okay.
He's trying.
Yeah, and I didn't know at the time because I was meeting them at the movies after I got off work.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, my husband, he got caught because when I got there, him and my 3-year-old and my 2-year-old, they were waiting outside and my 3-year-old was crying. And I was just like, what's going on? And apparently, my 3-year-old, it wasn't successful. Her foot was sticking out of the blanket.
Like, excuse me, sir. Is that two kids in there, or do one of your kids have four legs?
Three legs.
Gosh. Now, get this. This is where I get kind of frustrated because they told him he had to pay for her, but he refused. And he made it a whole big thing. And I'm so embarrassed. It's a $10 ticket. So now I have to get him back.
Yeah.
You know what? I give him E for effort. You know, he tried it. He got caught. When you get caught at that point, you got to pay.
Right? That's what I... Yeah. But no, he wanted to make it a big thing. And they almost got banned for life, so...
No!
They tried to ban you and the family from that movie theater?
Yes!
Was it one of those managers that just takes their job way too seriously? Come on now.
So what happened afterward? Did you guys end up just leaving and them asking you to leave?
Yeah, they definitely asked us to leave because he refused to pay.
Well, yeah, that kind of... I mean, look, I've worked at a movie theater before, and people do try this. But, I mean, at that point, just pay for the ticket. It's $10.
Right. So that's why I want to get him back today, because I need revenge.
Yes, you do.
He embarrassed a family name. It's time for you to embarrass him. All in favor, say aye.
Aye!
How many seconds we're going to give her, Carla?
200.
V, we're going to give you 200 seconds to convince and coax your hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back. Sound good?
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah. He's going to have no idea he's alive on the radio. We're going to eavesdrop if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Now, obviously, you got some kids, so you guys get frisky. The baby talking, is it usually in the bedroom or just in general conversation?
He pretends that he's talking to a stuffed animal. Sometimes it's around the house, mm-hmm. but he never does it outside of the house, never.
Oh, so this is really going to be embarrassing for him.
Oh. I'm hoping so.
Perfect. Perfect nomination for a cupcake call.
I like you, girl.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you. All right, got to get Tyler's number. Calling him up next for your Morning Mess cupcake call. We are back with a cupcake call. So we spoke to V, and she let us know she needs revenge on her husband. You know, hubby trying to save money in the house. I've been there. Listen, Crew's going to be 5. I still try to pass him for 2 or 3 years old. You know, if I can, I will.
All right.
Well, they have a 2 and a 3-year-old. He was going to take him to the movie theaters. He actually did take him to the movie theaters and told his wifey, V, who's on the line, meet us there. So what he did is, obviously the 2-year-old is free. The 3-year-old, he's still trying to pass as a 2-year-old. He tries to hide the 3-year-old under the 2-year-old in the stroller while going in.
That's unfair to my baby, you know? Yes. He should have at least paid after he got caught.
Yeah, because I will say, after I've thought about this a little bit more, Joey, I kind of agree. I do give him an E for effort, because that is definitely a hustle. But the fact that he didn't want to pay after getting caught.
That's what it is, V. And that's why when you got there, there was a whole thing with the manager confronting your husband that he had to pay for the extra ticket. And he made it a big deal.
He definitely made it a big deal. It's like, we almost got banned for life. Like, luckily I was there to calm the situation down so we're not banned, and I just have to be the one to take the kids to the movies now instead.
Listen, again, I am a parent through and through. I appreciate a good parent hack, save some money for the family, but there's rules to it. If you get caught, you gotta pay.
Own up to it, at least.
At the very least.
I agree.
All right. All in favor to get Tyler back, say aye.
Aye!
Miss V gets how many seconds?
200.
To convince your husband into baby talking to you live on the radio without him knowing he's live on the radio. That way he embarrasses himself as he's embarrassed your family name. Sound good, V? Mm-hmm.
Sounds great.
All right. We got his number. We're calling him now. Everyone good? We ready?
Oh, absolutely.
Places, everybody. Places.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
We're ready.
Hello?
Hey, baby. It's me.
What's up, babe?
So don't freak out, but I'm at the ER.
What? What happened?
Casey fell at school. She's fine. She just sprained her ankle.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll be on my way. I could be there. Like,
No. You don't have to come. It's okay. We'll be home in about 30 minutes.
Oh, my poor baby. How is she?
Not good. I think she needs Dr. Snuggles Bear.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Snuggles Bear is going to take care of her when. As soon as I get home, I can head home and meet you guys there.
No. She looks upset now. Do you think you can? I mean, I'll put you on speakerphone so she can listen to Dr. Snuggles Bear now. She wants to talk to him.
Talk like him?
So you can cheer her up, you know?
I'm literally walking through the office right now. I can't just, like, start talking like a stuffed animal.
Baby, come on, please. It's for your daughter. Come on.
When I get home, I promise I'll do it when I get home. All night I'll talk like it.
She's not feeling good right now, baby. You know how Casey is. Come on now. Come on.
All right, fine. But I got to go. Hold on.
Okay?
I'm going into the hallway. I'm not obviously going to, like, sit in the middle of the office and talk like a bear. Okay.
Come on.
Fine. Okay, put me on speaker.
Okay. You're on speakers with Dr. Snuggle Bear.
Hello, Casey. I hear you had a little oopsie at school. But don't be sad. It's okay. You just can't play for a few days. But Dr. Snugglebear is going to treat you really good and buy you a Happy Meal. And we don't have to tell Mommy. And you're going to be okay because Dr. Snugglebear is going to give you kisses and hugs. And do you love Mr. Snugglebear?
I love Mr. Snugglebear.
We love him.
Tyler.
What is this?
Well, Tyler, after you kiss my boo-boo, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now, Tyler Bear.
Yes, for almost having our daughter banned from the movies forever for being a cheap ass.
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. With that said, you've been Cupcake Call.
Are you serious? I need to save a little money, baby. Come on, we're on a budget here.
Oh, my gosh.
A $10 budget? We're not
Yeah, well,
broke,
every little
baby.
Bit helps, right?
Right. Amen to that.
No, he should have paid right when he got caught.
Listen, did she tell you she's always wanting to, like, donate to all these charities you're always giving our money away to?
But, baby, that's good karma.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, good karma starts at home. You can give it to our own charity so we can go to the freaking movies.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Are you calling your children a charity case? Is that what we're doing now?
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't go that far, but, hey, we need to keep a little in the homestead, if she knows what I mean.
In her what?
In her what? Ew. What just happened?
Take your hands out your pocket, Tyler. What's going on? What the hell?
Oh my gosh.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.